Sairam, dear listeners, a very, very happy and auspicious Ganesh Chaturthi to all of you. Till now, you heard a special broadcast in Telugu. It was a live broadcast by children from Hyderabad and devotees from there who were here in the studios to present to you this special Ganesh Chaturthi program. Now I'm going to play for you the second part of the Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories that you heard last week of Mr. Shankar Subramaniam. This will be followed by an episode of Afternoon Satsang. Today it is a rebroadcast of an earlier episode, a special Ganesh Chaturthi episode that we had done in 2012. And the reason that we are playing an old file is, right now, even as I'm speaking to all of you, the Ganesh Chaturthi Puja in the Radio Sai studio is just about to begin. And we also have another happy thing to announce to all of you. It is tradition that at the end of the Ganesh Chaturthi Puja, a particular story is narrated. And there is a history behind the story and the reason why that story is narrated as part of the last leg of the Ganesh Chaturthi Puja. So today we are trying to offer that narration to all of you because it's very special to listen to that. If you tune to our Radio Sai Facebook page, you can join us live in the narration of that particular story. Brother Arvind is going to be narrating that story. We're not sure exactly what time it will be, but any time between 12:15 and 12:30, or maybe a little later than that. So we are inviting you all to join us. You just have to go to the Radio Sai Facebook page and you'll be able to listen to that narration live. But even as that is going on, you can always tune into Asia Stream and listen to this special afternoon satsang on the Ganesh Chaturthi. Well, after that, the programs will follow as the Love to Love segment will be followed by that. And at 3:30, instead of the Telugu segment, you will be joined by Brother Bishu for an episode of Outside Inside Deep Inside, which should have been at 11:30, but we pushed it to 3:30. You'll be able to join that. There's going to be a special broadcast on Ganesh Chaturthi, so join Bishu at 3:30 for that. For now, the second episode of the Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories by the second part of Brother Shankar Subramaniam.
So I think all these such experiences would have just deepened your
very much
faith, deepened your love that connect with Swami.
Naturally, after BSc, Swami bought our MSc applications from Central College. Swami purchased, it used to cost something. Swami got the applications and asked us to fill up. We never knew somebody is coming and giving us. See, Swami has bought this application. Swami said, you should fill up these forms for a postgraduate course. See, that's how, Swami took care of it. And Swami specially bought a van just for us to go to city and come back. One Matador, green color those days, long van used to be there. Swami appointed a driver. Swami used to watch, everything. How they come in the evening when we come, he'll stand outside on the portico. After darshan he finishes, he'll actually call the boys to assemble inside the portico, the hall, main hall. After everybody comes in, Swami will quietly, they'll all be sitting quietly. He will think of us sometimes. He'll come out to the portico and look into the other side of the doors. There used to be two doors to the Brindavan building. Those days, the railway gate, near the railway gate, there was an entrance. And there was a bougainvillea arch pathway. So Swami used to go out that way sometimes. So our van used to come through that entrance, first entrance. We stop there. We'll get down and walk along the bougainvillea pathway and reach our hostel. Cross the Swami's bungalow and reach the hostel with our books. Sometimes Swami used to wait and see whether our batches come from Bangalore. And he'll just see who is all coming. Vachesara, manchidi. One day, you see again another show of his omnipresence. Swami, one very interesting. Swami's dictum was, Swami used to be very possessive. Swami is always possessive about his students. Because Swami says, my students are my only property. He's very possessive. In the sense, you have been here under my care in this college, under my umbrella. Now you are going to a city college. This is a co-education college where girls used to be there. I don't want you fellows to get spoilt there. So be very careful. And Swami gave one order to all of us. You should not talk to any girl. Strong, very strong orders. We all strictly obeyed. And sometimes we made sorry figures of ourselves. Because in an education class, when somebody comes and talks to you, even academic things, we just turn your head and walk away. How does it look? We did it. You won't believe we did it.
My God.
Because Swami has said that. And they all made fun of us.
Oh.
Those girls used to make fun of us. Mm-hmm. We didn't bother. See, Swami's orders, we should obey. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. And we used to come back to city. In this thing, one of the students who did MA English,
mm-hmm.
okay, he was with us. I don't know whether, can I mention his name? His name is Pradeep Kumar Mohanty, mm-hmm. recently retired from IAS cadre from Kerala. He was chief secretary to the chief minister of Kerala recently.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing his MA English at that time. One evening, as usual, we were coming from along the pathway. Swami was waiting at the portico, evening coming, returning from the college. And we were passing through, and as soon as we saw Swami, we stood there with our books. And Swami just looked, and Swami said, "Hi, Pradeep, Gara," he said. Swami called Pradeep, come near.
Mm-hmm.
Swami went, Pradeep went near Swami. Swami immediately said, "Enduku ameto matladavu nuvu? Why did you talk to that girl?" This was the question Swami asked. This, you know, this boy said, "Swami, I didn't talk to anybody, Swami." Immediate reply was, "Lele, Swami. Oh, no, Swami. Nai, Swami. He will talk in Hindi. Delhi boy. Nai, Swami. Nai baat kya." Then Swami said, "Hey." You know, Swami immediately, "Hey. In the library, between that I'm just giving you a number.
Yes.
A rough number. Between that fifth rack and sixth rack, at around 2:15 or so, were talking, right?" Swami gave all the details. Immediately his legs started shaking, he started shivering. Then immediately fell at Swami's feet. Swami tapparindi. Swami said, "I'm sorry. Maaf karo, Swami." He prayed to Swami. Swami was very cool. "Hey, you think I don't know? Why I say all this? I don't want you to get spoiled. I say, be careful. I am telling all this for your sake." Okay. And he just pardoned him and sent him away. So Swami showed that even though we go away to Central College, he is watching us. Whatever we are doing. And some of us in mathematics department, we felt, "My goodness, good thing we made fools of ourselves. It's okay." No, we didn't talk to anybody. This was a lesson for everybody, And very rarely Swami shows that those few, revelations sometimes that he knows what you are doing. That is a big lesson for us, This was the experience during my student days, I should say.
So I think all these moments, only confirm more and more about who Swami is, and you also know what Swami expects.
Exactly.
And I think that was the year when continuously you're seeing Swami, you're living with Swami, and continuously learning what He wants us to become, how He wants us to live in the hostel, how He wants us to relate to one another. I think in those hostel years also very, very formative years, isn't it?
Exactly. It used to be wonderful period. That period did not repeat for anyone after that. Those 3-4 years were really, a wonderful period. I used to tell, that experience of that safe room time we used to spend with Swami. Really, the safe room time, especially during holidays, Saturdays and Sundays when the college is never used to be there, whole day we'll be there and Swami will sit for hours in the safe room. And sometimes our knees used to pain doing Paraseva to Swami. Physically, some of us even used to, "When will Swami get up from the seat?" That sort of thing, because we are so crowded, sitting together and doing Paraseva. We didn't realize what a great opportunity we got that time. We are all small children, something like, we just enjoyed Swami, never used our brains for anything. We just were totally immersed in the bliss of His experience, His nearness, physical nearness. That's how I'll describe our period. As I find now, the later years, I find so many of our recent young boys are so matured, so much of understanding and development. At that time, it was not so. We were just like small babies.
You're playing around with
Swami. Literally you're playing. That is right. One experience, I tell you how Swami used to play. In the safe room, one day Swami was sitting and suddenly got up from his seat and came and stood next to me and I don't know what he was doing. Very close he came and stood next to me and then he wanted the other boys to say who is taller among the two of us. Then I was watching Swami. Swami was to my to my left. Swami was to my left. And Swami stood next, because I was standing near the wall, Swami came and stood next to me. You know, there is not a single space except for walking. So you can see around Swami there would have been some 10 boys. Hardly any space. Swami came and stood next to me on my left side and said, Chappanra, evara, evaru podugu, appo evaru patti, like that. Swami,
Who is taller?
Mm-hmm. And when I just immediately noticed at that moment, you know, Swami's right shoulder was, you know, touching my left shoulder.
Mm.
Swami quietly lifted his arm, you know, upper arm, slightly above my shoulder, so that for the students it will look as if Swami is taller. Swami did it's like a Krishna, no? It was such a naughty thing he did. And he just lifted and, chappandi, tell quickly. And the boys immediately, Swami, boys will naturally say, Swami, you are taller. Even otherwise they would have said it, but it was such a wonderful experience. You know? I was watching Swami lifting. Swami, know what you are doing. And watching. Then Swami said, then Swami was so happy. Yeah, good. Then Swami said, thank God there is at least one fellow who is shorter than me. Swami always used to be conscious. No, you know, chala, the height takkuvara. Sometimes off and on he used to repeat that.
So
at that moment, he was like a child, you know.
Mm.
Somebody who is shorter than me.
You know, you just feel that he's one among us.
Exactly. That's the feeling he gave us.
Yes.
And suddenly you'll say, a bunch of letters used to be next to his chair.
Mm.
A big sofa where there's be space for letters which has come for him. All the letters which come by post, also which he receives from devotees, all is to be in a pile on his table and on his sofa. He'll just pull out one, casually.
Mm.
He'll just see this, like that. And then, he'll say, see, this is so-and-so has written this letter. He has got these issues, he has got these problems. He wants these things to be solved.
Without opening the letter,
he'll just tell what is inside. He'll tell the name of the person, whole thing. Sometimes he will say, so much money is inside.
Mm-hmm.
How much money is there, everything he'll tell.
Mm.
And he'll give one of the boys, hey, come on. Open. Chadu.
Read.
That boy will read. He will be exactly as what Swami has said. Chudra, enduku, why should I read all these letters? Just for you to know. Just for your satisfaction.
Mm.
I don't need to read all these letters.
Mm. Wow.
Just to please be devotees, I take it from them.
Mm. Just another opportunity.
The moment the thought comes for them to write the letter, I know what they want to write.
When the letters come in our mind itself.
In their mind, the instinct before the thought, you know. That time itself, I know.
Wow.
That's how Swami used to tell. So like that, he'll small things he will do and then tell a big truth behind that.
Mm.
So quietly, he'll just leave it and go away. Sometimes he'll say, there used to be a very rich devotee, very close to Swami, by name, S.N. Singh. He was named after him.
Mm.
S.N. Singh was the owner of a big group of hotels, star, 5-star hotels. He used to be looking like more or less like Jawaharlal Nehru, a safari suit with a topi, you know, just like Nehru.
Mm-hmm.
And very devoted to Swami.
Mm.
In front of Swami, he will not speak a word.
Mm-hmm.
And Once in Bombay, in Dharmachetra, when we were all there sitting around Swami, then three or four of us only were at that moment sitting around Swami. And Chudra, he wants to give so many lakhs of rupees to me. Nakenduku dabbu? Why do I need his money? Anta ikkada undi. All is there in this small palm. You think it looks so small, no? Everything is there in this palm. I don't need anything from anybody. Ardhan chesukovatledu vidu. Sometimes, no, Swami tells such words. He doesn't understand.
Mm.
Papam is devotion. And he says, poor fellow, he's so devoted that he wants to give it.
Mm.
But I don't need.
Mm.
I mean, that's how, you know, sometimes Swami is to casually tell a few big truths.
Mm. And I think you also would have seen how that little hand has everything.
Exactly, naturally.
You would have seen, amazing things happening.
Exactly.
On that hand.
So many creations, especially, I should add here, this second year of my BSc, we had a summer course in Ooty.
Mm.
1 month we were with Swami there. 1 month or some 23 days, something like that. in Nandanavanam proper. We stayed in a government arts college building. We used to come every morning by bus. It was a wonderful period, the Ooty, you know, that weather and that too during summer, it was so pleasant. And Swami am with us, what to say. And the food was so good after during the summer course.
1976.
Mm-hmm. And that time, one of the evening discourses, Swami created, you must have known about it. I was present during that time. Swami created that medallion. And there is not much proper explanation that has come about it in the literatures that I read. Actually, that medallion was it's a black base, the golden India map.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and inside inscriptions in Sanskrit. The whole India map is filled with Sanskrit inscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
The boundary is studded with diamonds. Mm-hmm. You would have seen that photograph.
Yes.
And inside that, Swami said very clearly, my whole mission is inside this. Swami added one thing which has not come about.
Mm.
This has the details of which student of mine is going to be in which place taking care of my mission in future.
Wow.
This sentence he said.
Wow.
At that time, nobody thinking about going away from Swami. No? What is Swami telling? Some student going somewhere and then we were all wondering like that. And then Swami passed it around and Swami asked one of the my seniors, I think Anup Jalani, I remember the name. Anup Jalani, who is in Delhi now. He asked him to read.
Mm-hmm.
And he, with all the glass and all that, he found it even very difficult to. He tried to read one or two words, he could read beyond that, he could not. It was so small, very minute. Swami said, don't worry. Why should you worry about what is here? When the creator of this himself is with you, don't have to bother. I am there with you.
Mm.
So don't worry about all this. I am there to take care of you. Wow. That's the thing which he gave. And I realize, as I told you, see, those days Swami used to say, in the evenings when he used to sit in the veranda, well, boys, if you go on staying with me, then how will I get newer boys to get all these experiences? You have to go out. We have learned something from at my lotus feet. You should go out and spread Swami's message. The purpose of this institution is that.
Mm.
The purpose is not to keep accumulating you guys here around me.
Mm.
And that time all boys used to shout, no Swami, we will not go away from you. This used to be the normal shout, you know. And after this revelation which Swami had created and shown, now we realize that Swami had already fixed places for each one of us.
Yes.
Situations and, you know, the things happened in their unique way. And Swami dispatched everyone for different reasons. People left from here and...
Seemingly it looked like, come this boy left?
Exactly.
How come that person never wanted to leave?
There may be some physical reason.
Physical reason.
But Swami had a reason for...
A plan. Yes.
And he is perfectly executing it. No way you can interfere with it. that is it. Yes.
Wow.
You know, when I wonder, I used to think, after so many jobs we do outside, those of us who are teaching the teaching line, it's a great effective way of spreading Swami's message, because you go to a class of 50 or 60 students, you know, the way you conduct yourself, the way you do your work, the way you teach, the way you, you know, behave, the discipline that you display to them, you become a role model for many of the students they can appreciate and learn from you, know. That is how Swami's mission spreads silently.
Yes.
See, Swami's mission need not spread only through sound, it can also spread silently.
Yes.
See, this is how I felt like that. So, why should Swami keep here? See, Swami's mission. Swami has some reason, some purpose for me to be here. And there have been experiences where quite a few of, sometime back I heard, one of our own students happened to meet my principal, ex-principal, and that person told this student, look here, I have one of you shy students in my college. I didn't know before that, but I saw him different. He was totally unique, totally different. He was very sweet, and it was exceptional compared to all the others. I could guess that he must be from Swami's institution. He referred to me. That boy came and told me.
Wow.
Then I said, "This is one, great, sense of fulfillment you get, no?
Yes.
That some kind of a certificate comes.
Yes.
Some third party tells that
yes.
he has recognized that I am different.
Yes.
I look different, and I am more disciplined, and I have got a unique way of dealing with things." Very profound thoughts and things like that, no?
Yes.
A principal had to tell another person.
Mm.
It was very satisfying. I'm just one example I'm quoting. This would have happened for many of our alumni.
Yes.
Many of our students who have gone out.
Yes.
They would have been seen as a different person compared to the mass that is present there.
A silent change agents.
Yeah, that is what I am. And they will naturally affect the change in them.
Correct.
And that is precisely Swami's mission.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, when you are with Swami, whatever you, the time that you spent with Swami, whatever Swami was saying, you are seeing Swami do that.
Exactly.
Because he was that inspiration. Because,
exactly.
He was that person. Yeah. Because everything, as Swami says, my life is my message.
Small thing, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Very small thing. I always use the way Swami walks.
Mm.
Very gentle. That's a lesson. There's a lesson to learn for us. You should not keep on disturbing the ground, Mother Earth, and make sound and walk gently. Talk sweetly. Swami is a mrudu bhashana.
Mm.
Mandagamana, Lalita Sahasranamam.
Mm.
Very sweet, slow walking. And when Swami used to come for dinner in the hostels, Swami used to watch the way boys serve.
Mm.
And in the beginning, every plates will be kept, and then the tumblers, students will start keeping tumblers. Normally, when you keep the tumbler on the floor, it will make some sound.
Mm.
Especially when you are a bit rough, when you are not careful, the sound will be a little more, voluminous.
Mm.
And Swami will notice it very high. Swami will say, "Enduku indha sabdam?
Why this?
Anavasaram.
Necessary.
Sabda Brahmamai." There Swami will teach a lesson.
Oh.
Keep it. There should be not a single sound when you keep the tumbler on the ground.
Wow.
And Swami will see how the water is filled into the tumbler. For everything, Swami will have something to say. See, be careful. Don't waste water. Why do you feel like that? No, give half, 3/4. Need be, you can always serve second time. Some people may waste. See, at Swami, at every small thing, Swami used to observe and tell. And one lesson which he always used to tell, another big dictum which he used to tell us is that there should be no excessive talk.
Mm.
In Vrindavan, especially those good old days, Swami used to get angry, and when it's very difficult to feel that see the Raudram of Swami when you are, especially in the safe room, when all are around a small space, when Swami starts banging. Swami used to bang students left and right, means a word by words. Those words will be very difficult to take in. Very strong words he used to use. And because we love Swami so much, and all the more it will be more hurting to us.
Mm-hmm.
That's a way of correcting us. Swami is both the things he will do, love as well as slap on the other side.
Tough love.
that used to be the days, those days. So we should not take Swami for granted. Swami always used to give, intersperse his love with such moments of severe.
So that you're all the time jagrata,
yes,
careful.
Yes. Be very careful. Don't take me for granted like that.
Mm.
That's how the learning went on, so over a period. And effect of it, I am now able to see it. It is over so many years. Many of our own people, our own relatives, whom we move about, it's very difficult how you can be like this.
Mm.
They ask these questions, very simple. How you can be like this? I can't be like this.
Mm.
With appreciation. It's something very tremendous. It doesn't come about for a normal person.
Mm.
I would like to be like you, but I'm not able to be like you.
Mm.
I used to think it is Swami's own way of, his transformation he has brought about.
Absolutely. And I think, you can, behavioral change in people is not easy. It takes so much of time, so much of effort.
Yes.
And Swami is a master of that.
Yes.
He knows how to slowly, silently shape
exactly
every individual. And I think every individual, before they step into Swami's university and by the time they leave the Swami's university, they are absolutely something else.
Exactly.
And the training here is what is a foundation for them to become something very unique outside.
Exactly.
Outside, yes. Phenomenal.
Swami used to bring in so many people to talk, you know, in the mandir, when the Vrindavan veranda, portico, evening sessions. One evening session, I was sitting very close to Swami's chair, on his left. A small sofa used to be there, and I had the chance to sit very close to him. And Swami asked, those days, a famous devotee of Swami from USA, famous yogi, yoga exponent, Mrs. Indira Devi.
Mm.
Very famous. And Swami said, Indira Devi, come out, speak about yoga to my boys. And she started speaking about her usual yoga, what is yoga and things like that. And I don't know what Swami thought, probably at that moment, I didn't know. Suddenly, you know, Swami tapped my head. Hey, he said, very quietly, he came to me, close by, he came very near me. And you ask her, what is the difference between your yoga and Sai Yoga?
Mm-hmm.
You ask her what's the difference between your yoga and Sai Yoga. Adugu. I know Swami is, you know, prompting me that you should ask this question to her. First, suddenly Swami is giving me that order, no? Suddenly, bolt from the blue it comes and I didn't know how to react and I took few seconds to, you know, turn towards her and ask this question. By the time, you know, Swami himself made it. Swami said, see, this boy just now asked me, he wants to know what's the difference between Sai Yoga and your yoga. Then she gave some answers and Swami was not satisfied. Swami deliberately wanted to give his answer, you know. That is why, you know, he made it in the form of a question and an answer. See, your yoga is only deals with the body. See, my Sai Yoga it's an integral yoga. It affects all the spheres of human existence, you know, physical, mental, you know, psychic, spiritual, at all levels it integrates a personality and transforms him. That is Sai Yoga. Your yoga doesn't do that, Swami said.
Oh.
I still remember that, you know, it is a beautiful moment that I got a tap on my back of the head. I still remember that. It was a wonderful experience.
Wow. And I think that living with Bhagavan in Vrindavan was Sai Yoga.
Exactly. And you know, one funny thing used to happen. One day, it used to happen we used to have bhajans after morning session. That used to be our routine, especially on Thursdays. After bhajan, after morning session, 12 o'clock, half an hour bhajan in the general hall. You know, just one hall where you used to pray and all that. And that there used to assemble all the students. Strength used to be very less now those days. All the students of the college, BA, BSc, BCom, everyone will fit into that hall. And then teachers will sit along the side in the chairs. And we only will do bhajans. Boys will sing and half an hour bhajan and then we'll go for lunch and then come for the afternoon session of the college. And during those days, some of us, what we will do, we'll skip the bhajan because sometimes that was the time Swami used to be in the dining hall. And there was a staircase on the other side. I told you, the long veranda from Swami's room. The long veranda leads to his dining hall. The other end of the veranda, there used to be another staircase, a wooden staircase. And that door will be slightly open. So, some of us took courage to skip the bhajan and quietly go, climb the staircase. And then slide open the door slightly. The door will creak a bit and then we'll be scared and quietly enter inside and stand. I don't know from where we got the courage. Even now, I can't imagine. Swami is sitting in the dining hall. He's talking with some guests are there. Swami is finishing his lunch. And, you know, those days, there used to be a bird cage. The lovebird's cage used to be. Swami will go there, feed the birds and watch. There used to be even a peacock and all that. Swami will feed them something and then watch them for some time. And then there used to be a small jula, you know, which used to have in the hostel. Similar jula was there. Swami used to sit in that steel jula and there used to be footrest there. And he'll just keep moving a bit and then some of the guests will be talking and after some time he'll go back to his room. So, expecting that, we go and, you know, park ourselves there.
Mm.
And Swami comes out of the dining hall and quietly, without any, he doesn't make any fuss, quietly comes out and occupies the, you know, jhula, and we all sit down under his feet and start doing paraseva. So he never talks. And quietly, he was talking to the guests who were there, and then suddenly, you know, the great part of that is that place is, the Swami's veranda is to be covered only half wall, and then there is to be, you know, steel sort of jalis is to be there.
Railings
is to be there. And the bhajan hall is to be very close. College bhajan hall is very close to Swami's bungalow.
Mm.
The bhajan that is going on will be heard upstairs. Right. Swami will hear it.
Mm.
We can also hear it.
Mm.
And Swami notices, Swami quietly turned towards us. Hey, the bhajan is going on there. How come you guys are here? Then we are absolutely silent.
Mm.
You know, we didn't know how to respond to that. But some confidence, you know, some courage within us, you know,
mm.
you only will give us a smile in our mouth and not the fear. No, we'll look like, you know, very funny guys.
Mm.
And not replying anything to Swami. Swami gave an answer. You know, that was a very, very, it's a funny thing. There used to be Professor Gokak in the hostel. He was staying there in the mandir.
Mm.
Gokak was, Swami asked him to take care of us in the overall way, and then Swami asked Gokak to give us some general talk, you know, on spiritual lessons, etc., in the evenings.
Mm-hmm.
So
every evening,
mm-hmm. What we do before bhajan, half an hour, 5:30 to 6 or something, or 6 to 6:30, that bhajan hall, we'll all assemble there. Gokak sir will come. He'll go for a walk, you know, in the evening with a stick. He'll go for a long walk. He'll come back. Gokak by name, he was a terror those days for us.
Oh.
Because he's a very hefty man, tall man with a gruff voice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we all used to be very scared and very little. He never speaks much.
Mm-hmm.
And the students, you know, he'll never smile also.
Oh.
Very difficult to see him smiling.
Oh.
And whenever Swami cuts a joke, he'll smile. Looking at him smile, we will all start laughing. Hey, Gokak is smiling.
Oh my God.
We were very scared of Gokak.
Mm-hmm.
And he became the first vice chancellor.
Yes.
Here, no?
Yes.
He used to come in the evening and take classes for us. So we used to be generally scared of him. Swami, you see how Swami is so childish, no? It's playful. It's, you know, Swami is revealing another aspect, you know, that we love him so much. We are not scared of him.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's obvious. We are going and sitting there and the bhajan is going on. Swami said, see, bhajan is going on. You guys are sitting here. Wait. I will tell Gokak. Is it Gokak has to come and to punish us? He will not punish us. The immediate reaction from us, no, Swami. Look at the game, you know. Those days.
It's like a mother and father.
No, wait. Mother will tell, no, father will come and tell. Either Gokak was like father, Swami was like mother. I cannot forget those days. No, this is how it used to be.
Really, but Swami really loved, you know, loved you being there.
Yes.
He loved that you longed for him.
Exactly.
He loved that, you know.
He allowed us, no?
Yes.
Such deviations he allowed.
Yes. Yeah, because of the
purpose,
exactly.
Yes, yeah. Yes. We are here for him.
Mm. And because you had that yearning for him, exactly. Because ultimately you are there only exactly. So that you develop more and more love for
exactly.
Bhagwan.
Exactly.
And
so that used to be, those used to be the days.
Wow, I think very, very...
Final year when we came, Swami, you have a special privilege for final year boys.
Mm-hmm.
Final year boys can come and sleep in the mandir, the veranda, portico, where you used to normally assemble.
Mm-hmm.
We will stay there overnight. We will come in the evening with our books. Swami said, final year pirulu, jagataka chaduvali.
Mm-hmm.
So they should not be amongst all the other students in the hall.
Mm-hmm.
Let them come excluded place, separate place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come to my mandir, let them stay here.
Mm-hmm.
So next day morning we'll go back to the hostel.
Mm-hmm.
So late night studies we will do in the mandir.
Oh.
Because the castle had rules, study hours.
Mm-hmm.
After that switches mm-hmm. will be off, lights mm-hmm. will be switched off.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot continue. Swami said, all of you, it's a big boon for us. Hey, we can all go into the mandir. And sometimes early morning, suddenly Swami will come down. We never know. We'll be sitting just to see, you know, who really are we studying or not.
Oh.
Early morning, we'll get up. Some of us will get up. Some of us will be sleeping.
Mm.
We'll get up sitting in the bed, you know, leaning against the wall. We'll be reading. And you'll be reading and putting your head down. suddenly we will see a red drop passing by.
Oh my God.
It will be Swami. Quietly Swami will be going in. It will be a big shock for us.
Mm.
Swami will just go in, see everybody and quietly go up.
Wow.
So it used to be like that.
Like a mother.
Exactly.
You know, he really wanted to be, like a mother wants to know about every little detail of its child.
Exactly.
And give as much love as possible and ensure everything possible on earth to see that, you know, the child grows up on the right way.
We used to take food for Swami. Kitchen, on the castle kitchen they will cook. And as used to happen much later days also, in rotation, no, three boys will carry food to Swami. We'll leave it in the dining hall. And whoever carries food to Swami will stay there upstairs till Swami finishes dinner. And many times Swami will call us inside after he finished dinner. Kuchondi, he'll say, he'll make us sit down, ask the people to serve the whatever remains Swami had, no? Swami, food would have come from so many places to Swami. Swami's own sister used to bring food. Like that, Swami's cook is himself, he used to cook inside. So all this will be there. So we'll have variety. Swami will, you know, may see that we are served, and Swami also will, for a token, he'll serve on our plates. He'll make us eat, then only he'll allow us to go. It has happened like that some of the days.
Wow.
So,
and I think, you know, as you go on and think about the moments when Swami gave himself to you, just so that, you know, you're drenched in that love, actually. Really, I think the if I can imagine that environment, there was no space left in your mind to think about anything else. It was studies.
Exactly.
But it was actually only Swami.
Yes.
And you have to accommodate studies, that's all.
Exactly. There was one PG student, another Swami revelation, another PG student who was doing MA Sanskrit. He joined MA Sanskrit, my junior.
Wow.
He joined MA Sanskrit, and the problem was, for him, he's a good yoga exponent. He used to do yoga exercises very well. He always used to sit straight and meditate and all that. He was such a boy. And naturally, he had affinity towards Sanskrit. And after his BSc, he did biosciences. Then he took MA Sanskrit in Bangalore University. He also used to come along with us. That boy, it so happened that in his class, there are only two boys. The rest, 30 or 35 of them, were girls. The boy going from Swami's institution, suddenly, you know, sitting amongst so many girls, he found it very odd. So probably it was very difficult for him to sit in the class. He stopped attending classes. You see that? First semester of his MA, Sanskrit, he stopped. We never knew what he will do. He will quietly come out of the class, spend his time in the lawns of the college, somewhere roam around. And the evening comes, you know, he will join us as if he is coming from classes. He will return to Vrindavan.
Never say anything.
Never knew. We never knew he was doing this. None of us knew. And it went on for some time. He also missed, he had a naturally shortage of attendance. Once in a while, he go for the internal test, not fully properly. And examinations time came. Our PG examinations, every time we had examinations, it's a privilege for us. Straight away, go to Swami. Swami, today's examination, and show the hall ticket, take his namaskar and go. We had four papers on 4 days. On 4 days, we'll get namaskar. Okay. Go to Swami straight. If Swami was in Vrindavan, that's a big time we used to have. The examination will give us that opportunity to take namaskar. So this boy also, exams came, he also came along as if he is going to write examination, took namaskar, and jika baga chayandi, Swami said,
do well.
Quietly, didn't say anything, went. We all left. What has happened, this boy had not attended the classes, he has had shortage of attendance, therefore he was not eligible to write examination, therefore he did not apply, he did not therefore get a hall ticket. But on the exam day, he came along with us to write the examination. As if he is going to write the examination, like normal days, the way he was, you know, doing.
But without a hall ticket.
Without a hall ticket. And the other, I told you, he had one more classmate, one more boy. That boy was sitting in the lawns and studying. Hey, so-and-so, come here, what do you have? You're not seeing you for so many days. Do you know what exam today is? You come for exam? He said, No, I just came. He said, I don't know. I think it is this paper. He mentioned some subject name. Actually, it was some other subject. Examination was scheduled on that day. And this boy said, no, it is this paper, not what you're mentioning. okay, are you ready? No, 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 I'm not ready. He didn't even tell him that, tell the classmate that he has not applied for the hall ticket. Mm-hmm. That boy also did not know. He did not know any further whatever has happened regarding him.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said, come on, you read these things, no, read these lessons.
The other boy
whatever
said,
notes I have, please go through.
The other boy said.
Other boy gave the notes. Mm-hmm. He acted as if he is reading, he read. Mm-hmm. Because he is giving something, he read those things.
Mm-hmm.
He very well knew that he is not going to sort of, that he did not go to write the exam.
He cannot enter the hall.
Yeah, that is his understanding till that time.
Mm.
Then, it is, you know, it's a lawn in front of the college office. Central college, in the whole long stretch of buildings.
Mm.
In the center is the office.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a lawn in the front. He is sitting in the lawns with his classmate and studying. And 2 o'clock examination, let us say. Around 1:30 or so, somebody in the veranda of the office, you know, is shouting, calling out his name loudly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like what, how they call in the court, you know, for the witness to come.
Mm-hmm.
He's shouting once, twice, thrice.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, then this boy who is next classmate, hey, look here, fellow, your name is being called. Mm-hmm. You go, see, find out. He's like a watchman, like a clerk, with some uniform, khaki uniform, topee and all that. Like an office clerk, office boy.
Mm-hmm.
Little bit old man. See, where will I search for you? I've been searching for you. I've been shouting, where are you? Come on, take this hall ticket. Put a signature here. I shows him some register. This boy, he didn't know what is happening. At that moment, okay, whatever is happening, he took the hall ticket, you know, with all surprise and, you know, he unsigned the register and came and see, looking at the hall ticket, his name is there, register number is assigned. He didn't know what is happening. He was wondering.
Oh,
he came and said, because he didn't tell this fellow also anything. He said, sir, some hall ticket has come, man. Said, yes, it's good. Hall ticket you have received. Maybe you would not have come. They would have just searched for you. Okay, read now these portions like that. He gave him some portions. He read those things. He went for exam because he got hall ticket.
He had absolutely no idea that he will be writing that day.
Went for exam.
And this boy also never told Swami.
No. He didn't tell.
He took namaskar and went.
Went for exam. He came away along with us. See, what a heart he would have had, I don't know. Then he sees the question paper. He finds the same questions for which the answers he had read just before the classmate had given.
Oh my God.
He had written all the answers. And he wrote the answers and came away. Came out. He joined us and came to Vrindavan. Then as usual, when we return also the examination time, Swami is anxious.
Hmm.
Swami will be standing. Swami will ask, how did you all write examination? Hmm. So Swami called us and we went. And, Embra, hall ticket vachinda? First question to him. Morning Swami was quiet. Acted as if he knew nothing.
Nothing.
Exam was over. Embra, hall ticket vachinda?
Did you get the hall ticket?
This one quietly, came Swami, received Swami.
Hmm.
That time also, he was very quiet. Yes, Swami. Quietly said, yes, Swami, hall ticket. Yavaricharu. Who gave you the hall ticket? Office, one man was there with khaki uniform.
Some peon.
Peon. Thunna pota. Nen ra ochi ichindi niko. Nen ochi ichan niko. Telsu ni chesnanta. Swami said, I knew all that you have been doing all these days.
Wow.
It is I who came and gave you this hall ticket.
Wow.
What is the problem? Why can't you study? Why did I send you from here? To see who is around you? I sent you from here to learn. You should have done that job correctly. Andaru meetha andaru vallu cheyaledu. Did not the others do? Why you are so special? Why should you feel so nervous? You should have concentrated on your studies. You should not have bothered who is around you. How did that affect you? That means you are weak in mind. So, from now onwards, sit and study, attend all the exams, be careful, be right always, be good, and sent him away. And with that hall ticket, he read for the remaining days whatever he could read and passed the examination.
Wow.
Biggest experience, I'll tell you.
Really, I mean, see, one thing is, of course, that boy, in his own limited understanding of Swami's teachings, he wanted to practice Swami's teachings.
Exactly.
But perhaps he didn't have the complete comprehensive understanding of it.
Exactly.
But I think that sincerity was there.
Yes.
That I want to practice Swami's teachings.
Yes.
I want to make Swami happy.
Yes.
And Swami, you know, that's why
he didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings, so he kept quiet. Didn't want to reveal anything.
He didn't know that one day
it has to be revealed. No, one day it has to come. Swami has to know it.
That's why Swami, at his moment of real sort of need.
Yes.
You know, he he was there. He was there to protect him. He was there to uplift him. And at the same time, now correct his understanding.
Yeah, not only that, he had to, Swami probably deliberately, you know, prolonged this, you know, knowingly, so that the effect of this experience should be very severe on him.
Mm.
He could have corrected it in the first day, second day itself. You know, it would not have had that much of impact on him, you know.
Correct, yeah.
Sometimes that's how Swami gives rope and then gives you one shot, then he gives you punishment, then you realize it from it, you learn from it, you'll never forget.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, Swami creates it in such a manner that it becomes a life-defining moment.
Exactly.
Actually.
Oh. Yeah. That is how...
Wow. And I think every student of that period will be having so many such moments, isn't it? Wow.
Exactly.
I mean...
Everyone had something or other.
I mean, at this one moment he's human, another moment he's divine.
Exactly.
One moment he pretends as if he knows nothing, the next moment, you know, he's the universal master.
Yes.
Wow. Amazing.
Unimaginable.
Really?
If I think back, we have gone through such experiences, no? It is really, what should we say? We have no words to express.
And Swami used to feel so happy also, no, when results come out.
Yes.
When the college results happen.
Very anxious he used to be, especially if it has to come from some other university, our boys are going and studying there. And whenever rank comes, no, Swami used to be so happy. Na pilladu. My boy got first rank. He'll go around announcing for days together. Like that.
My boy has got rank.
Sometimes, you know, people will joke, you know, see, Swami has already told this man before that day itself. He's again going and telling the same person.
That's the joy of a mother. You know, how many ever times the mother shares that, you know, it's never enough.
Exactly.
Wow. Amazing. And I think, you know, as you were also mentioning, there were so many, on one hand, there were so many revealing moments like this with Bhagwan. And I think every moment in everybody's life was only making their connect with Swami much deeper.
Exactly.
And and I think that's the reason why all those boys, they just never wanted to leave his presence. Come what may, only wanted to be with him. Be with him and do whatever it takes to be with him. And Swami utilized that love that the boys had for him in so many channels, isn't it? He made the boys do so many things.
Exactly.
Not just study.
Yes.
Isn't it? In the hostel, I mean, because what I hear stories is the boys used to do literally everything.
Everything, practically everything. You know, those days he used to come and these decorations of Mandir and all that, I still remember, it used to be a wonderful thing. You know, so many risky things they have taken up and they used to do. You know, Swami has taken care in so many situations. Even during sports, you know, you must be aware, no? During sports meet, so many mishaps would have happened. Swami had protected.
Hmm.